So obviously this time of year, everyone knows that gambling is a pretty big part of March Madness, whether it's filling out brackets or now in Illinois, people can legally wager on individual games. Does it feel like kind of a two-headed dragon that do people, to your knowledge, get hooked this time of year and kind of chase that high of gambling?
It's a good question, and there's a few things to say about that. March Madness definitely is a time in the United States where gambling picks up, very similar to other major sporting events like the Super Bowl, for example. And nationwide, 85% of people will gamble at least one time in their life, you know, whether that's just a $5 bet with a friend or, you know, placing a bet online or what have you. And 60% of people have made a wager of some sort within the last year. But around times like this, it ticks up significantly. And I found a stat recently that showed they're expecting about 47 million people to be betting on March Madness.
Is there a certain reason, I guess I should say, that people get hooked onto sports gambling, whether it's through March Madness or anything else? Obviously, March Madness is, like you said, really big this time of year. But is there a reason, or is there, I'm sure there's many, but can you talk about why people get hooked like they do?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's important to point out that the vast, overwhelming majority of people that gamble do so responsibly and do not get to a point where it starts to damage their life. That's the vast majority. Now, that being said, about 2 million people in the United States do suffer from a severe gambling disorder, and another 4 to 6 million estimated will fit kind of in the more moderate category where they may not meet full criteria for gambling disorder, but, you know, it has caused some issues at some point in their life. But you ask a good question. You know, how does it develop? Why does it develop in some rather than others? Why do the majority of people who gamble do so just fine, not risk too much money? And if they lose, it's money they had to burn, and it's okay. But some people do develop problematic gambling, and there's lots of reasons. There's genetic tendencies. It can be a heritable factor. Stress management or inability to manage stress. Your upbringing, for example, if you grew up in a house, you know, with alcohol and substance use disorders or maybe a lot of gambling in the family. There's a lot of different ways that it can develop, but generally speaking, you take a susceptible person who may have some of those genetic tendencies or negative upbringings, plus adding in this behavior, which is, you know, the sports betting, put those two things together, and that can lead to, you know, a problematic behavioral health condition.
Is this something you think we could see increase in the United States as sports gambling becomes legal in various states, that it's easier, you know, accessible?
It's a very good question, and you know I would love to see the long term research on that. I think it's very easy for people to just immediately make that determination, right? So it's now it's legal. That immediately means more people are going to have problematic gambling behaviors. And is it possible? Sure, but I would caution against making that leap. Generally speaking, people who were gambling on sports were already gambling on sports before it became officially legal in their state. There was plenty of sites to bet on, that you could go online and bet on before it became legal in whatever state you're in. And there's plenty of states where it's not still. But you can easily access sports gambling on the Internet, regardless of whether it's legal in your state. So generally speaking, people who were already betting on sports, it's just now easier and legal. So whether or not we see a massive uptick because it's illegal, I think time will tell. But I would caution against making that leap to judgment.
Right. I know that before I was looking at an article from 2019, it kind of backs up what you're saying, that already over $4 billion in 2019 were wagered on the NCAA tournament. So it, obviously a ton of people were already doing it, like you're saying. But do you see like an uptick of people seeking out help maybe with a gambling addiction this time of year with March Madness?
Another really great question. And kind of locally, anecdotally, no. We haven't seen a dramatic increase. We have seen dramatic increases since the pandemic began around addictive disorders in general. So we are seeing, you know, much heavier much heavier need for services for alcohol use disorder, opioid use disorder. And another thing to remember, too, is people that suffer from severe gambling disorders often have co-occurring substance use disorders. You see people, you know, spending all their time and losing lots of money in casinos. They're often drinking at the same time. So generally, we have seen an uptick in demand for services for addictive disorders in general, but specifically gambling, no, we haven't seen that.
That was actually, it's kind of related to another question I was going to ask was, I'm assuming it's very possible that someone starts sports gambling, gets hooked into gambling just in general, and starts gambling in other ways, like on slots and different things like that.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's rare that it's just going to be one type. You know, oftentimes you see people betting on sports, playing a lot of poker or card games, slot machines, online slot machines. It's not generally just linked to one specific type of betting.
What are some signs that people can be aware of to know for them or people they care about to know, hey, maybe this is getting a little out of hand?
That's also an excellent question, and it's an important one. A lot of times the gambling problem can be hidden very well for sometimes a very long period of time. And it's not until, you know, maybe a spouse or a loved one starts seeing, you know, large credit card debts, or maybe the bills didn't get paid, or maybe the power gets shut off, or, you know, you're getting calls from debt collectors for repossession of your car or mortgage payments. You know, oftentimes by the time that happens, it's at a crisis level, because people are very, very good at hiding their gambling problems. Now, if you add in other drug issues, substance use disorder, pills, things like that, it'll come to a head sometimes much quicker. But you want to be looking for, a lot of times it's new debt or hidden credit card bills or missed bill payments, or, you know, asking to borrow money a lot for this reason or that reason, you know, this emergency or that emergency. Those can be potential signs of a budding problem.
What types of services does Unity Point have to assist people that have addiction problems?
Yeah, so Unity Place is the behavioral health and substance use disorder treatment wing of the Unity Point system, and we have almost all services available. It's one of the great things about Unity Place. You know, we have services all the way from inpatient levels of care to outpatient, mental health, substance use disorder, gambling disorders. We're really very well equipped to handle most of those type of scenarios, and you can reach our access center at 888-311-0321 24 hours a day.
Is there anything you want to add, Dr. Bender, that maybe I didn't ask about? We've talked about, it's a big time for gambling, and I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of first-time bettors even. So is there anything else you want to add that I haven't asked you about?
I think the only thing I would say extra is that the overwhelming majority of people that bet on sports don't have a problem with it. You know, you probably experienced it, seen it, done it yourself, you know, you join fantasy football leagues, or, you know, fill out a $10 bracket here with, you know, with your colleagues or your friends. And most of the time it's just for fun. But when it becomes something more than just for fun, where you need the money to pay some bill, or you're chasing your losses and it's causing you distress in your daily life, that's the earliest warning sign that I can think of any kind of problematic behavior, not just gambling.
I know you said a lot of it, a lot of times can be genetic, but if someone kind of sees that pattern early and is self-aware, can they either seek help or kind of realize, hey, maybe this is headed the wrong direction?
Always, always, always try to nip it in the bud as soon as possible. You know, the longer these type of things go on, the worse they get, not just with gambling, but, you know, with any type of substance use disorder. If you catch it early, it's going to be easier to treat. And you're going to be more successful in the long term. You know, the longer it goes, the harder it is to reverse the trend and change the behavior.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Bender. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm.
And I hope you have a good rest of your day and enjoy the March Madness games. It's a good time of year. Glad we have a tournament.
I definitely go Florida State.